Today's data paints a coherent picture of cross-sector resonance, the energy narrative, Bitcoin's asset repricing, the maturation of RWA infrastructure, and the practical embedding of AI toolchains are all simultaneously heating up within the same 24-hour window, and they are deeply interconnected at the logical level. Energy times DePIN times RWA, a triple narrative still undervalued. The ARKREN sector's discourse today converged heavily on $OVPP. The amplification chain from at DGAPE, 123 likes, through multiple mid-to-low-tier accounts collectively outlines a narrative structure not yet fully priced by the market. The triple combination of RWA plus energy infrastructure plus DePIN. Critically, at Parthoff's demonstration of staking a Tesla into a global virtual power plant to earn APY has moved this beyond conceptual discussion into on-chain behavioral evidence. The 383 EVs already connected and staked, at 3LQNAD0, while still modest in scale, marks a critical milestone in the Internet of Energy narrative transitioning from white paper to on-chain verifiable reality. This directly echoes the Energy Compute AI Power Stack framework proposed by Et McCulch in the GREN BTC sector. Energy is no longer merely a cost center for mining, but is evolving into a productive input for the on-chain economy. My assessment, against a backdrop of sustained macro-inflationary pressure, U.S. March CPI at 3.7% YOY, per GREN BTC data, driving demand for real asset hedges, the revaluation window for energy-backed RWAs is quietly opening. Bitcoin repricing, from speculative asset to neutral settlement infrastructure. The GREN BTC sector today showed a notably high density of high-quality signals. At Zmaximists, 522 likes, capture of the compressing, energy-building price structure, combined with at Odin Freeze, 13 likes, deep thesis on Bitcoin's narrative shift from speculative tech asset to neutral settlement infrastructure, forms the most forward-looking pair of views of the day. The former is a technical timing signal, the latter is a paradigm shift in valuation logic. Their simultaneous appearance suggests that the current price compression phase may represent the gap between narrative transition and capital repricing. At Knusselert's observation that energy markets are quietly entering the Bitcoin bid reinforces the cross-sector resonance with the ARKREN energy narrative. Meanwhile, at Martinvar's analysis of Europe's AI competitiveness deficit, capital, energy, and permitting as the three bottlenecks, provides a macro-policy-level inverse proof. Whoever controls cheap energy holds the first-mover advantage in the next AI arms race. RWA infrastructure maturity signals. The TLAY sector today displayed an interesting stratification. High engagement content, at Sequoia Worlds, 107 likes, focused on AI RWA data synergies, while mid-to-low-tier content covered specific deployment cases including Chainlink-powered gold-slash-silver on-chain trading and Terra Classic's multi-center institutional RWA roadmap. This dual-track progression of top-level narrative plus ground-level implementation is precisely the characteristic pattern of a sector transitioning from concept hype to infrastructure maturity. Chainlink's live deployment providing XAU/USD and XAG/USD price feeds for GMX, at BSC News, 15 likes, is a landmark event in the deep integration of traditional commodity markets with on-chain DeFi. Its significance far exceeds what its engagement metrics suggest. At Katie and Isle's mapping of key RWA players, $LENK, $ONDO, etc., signals that RWA is not monolithic. Divergence in positioning across data, asset, and liquidity layers will produce meaningful performance differentiation in the next capital rotation. A note of caution at CryptoSem's sector performance data shows RWA down 0.7% on the day, indicating short-term sentiment softness, though the medium-term thesis remains intact. AI toolchain, from capability demos to workflow integration. The Renaissance sector's signals today were relatively dispersed, but a clear underlying theme emerges. AI is rapidly evolving from impressive demonstrations to embedded foundational tools within real workflows. At Talia Ringer's classroom observations on AI-assisted coding in a group project context, At Julian Goldie SEO's analysis of Claude's intelligence/speed trade-off update, at Ox Benji's beta stage AI agent at Meet Clancy, and multiple users' deep engagement with Notebook LM for research and study, together they sketch a picture of accelerating AI-native workflow adoption. Anthropic's Claude Mythos preview, at Hisham Ezelarab, described as the company's most powerful model to date, implies that the top-tier capability curve is still steeply ascending, and downstream toolchain application density will rise in tandem. Cross-sector forecast. Today's data reinforces my core thesis: energy is the most fundamental variable connecting the physical world to the on-chain economy. Whether it is ARKREN's virtual power plants, the deep binding of Bitcoin mining to energy markets in the GREN-BTC sector, or AI compute's extreme dependence on cheap energy, all three sectors converge, unexpectedly but inevitably, at the node of energy. Against a backdrop of unresolved macro-inflationary pressure and persistent geopolitical risk, on-chain protocols backed by real energy assets will be among the most critical directions to track over the next quarter. In the short term, RWA sentiment is soft, but the narrative framework remains complete. Watch for a catch-up window once macro conditions show marginal improvement.